What's up, Junkies? Welcome back in for another edition of Pigskin Junkies. Myself, Michael Larson, and the Scott Panza here to talk week 8 of the NFL season. Bit of a weird week. We get a recap the Thursday night football game instead of preface it. And then we sadly have to... our wounds have been stitched up, but now we have to gash them back open again just for you guys so you can listen to us bleed out on the ground. Scott, other than that, how are we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Capped a strong week. It's cold and rainy up here in Connecticut, getting ready for Halloween. But a good week, and you know, dusting ourselves off from last week's debacle. I think the only positive we can say right now is that the Wonkabators have been on fire. I think five straight, back to back on the Seahawks, getting it done. So we're feeling good there. Uh-huh. Otherwise, yeah, it was a struggle city last week, and you know, everything just. The worst was like being so wrong on so many games where I had three of the teams I took, they all scored 3 points each.
Yeah.
So they all got completely dusted. It was never a sweat. I mean, just a total disaster. Yeah. So less of that, more of what was going on weeks 1 through 6 or 1 through 5, please.
Yes, absolutely. So I think the question has to be raised at this point: are the Chiefs a bad football team?
Are they? I mean, I'm not going to go like I think just find ourselves somewhere in the middle. And,
yeah.
And, obviously, the defense has got some serious issues and. You would just figure Spagnuolo is going to fix that. You know, he's been in the league so long. But, you know, everyone was crowning Patrick Mahomes, you know, the best quarterback of all time because he won one Super Bowl and he throws no-look passes. And now people are saying that he's, you know, a trash quarterback. I think probably the truth is somewhere in the middle.
He's a very good quarterback. But, yeah, it's –
you know, we're just not used to seeing him struggle like this. And, you know, they're battling injuries. And, you know, I think for years they really were on the right side of injury luck. But now Father Time might be hitting Travis Kelce a little bit. Tyreek Hill is banged up and they just don't have a lot of juice behind them. And, you know, everyone's catching up a little bit, I guess.
Well, that's what, like 35% of their salary cap or something like that is invested in those three guys.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's problematic.
Yeah.
It's quite problematic. I mean, that's why the Patriots were able to stay good for so long is because Brady was consistently taking team-friendly deals and adjusting his contract so that they could, you know, keep key free agents. So, yeah, tough sledding, and I didn't think that this would happen. Obviously, last week I hammered the Chiefs, and to see them score 3 points against that Titans defense is just laughable.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in the air for or driving a car for most of the game, so I didn't watch it. I was listening to it on the radio, and I just couldn't believe what I was listening to. And then I was cheered up because I was listening to the Patriots just throttle the Jets like they always do. So that gave me a smile, but of course I refused to bet him because I thought 7 was too much, and obviously 7 wasn't too much.
No, it was not. I wished I had gone against you on your Patriots picks back-to-back weeks. That would have been great. But yeah, it just the Chiefs. I feel like it's at the point now where Patrick Mahomes is having to reach offensively and force because he feels like I have to score every time I have the football. And that's a hard place to be in because you're definitely going to try and squeeze it in windows. And when everyone tells you how great you are at squeezing it into tight windows, guess what? You're not going to think it's a problem. So I just feel like a lot of it has been, I don't want to say writing on the wall, but it's definitely been flowing. You could see it coming a little bit. Seahawks.
I mean, it's just crazy. The AFC is now just completely wide open. All the teams that we thought were going to be dancing, not necessarily the ones dancing right now. You have the Bengals in first place, the Raiders in first place. That's not how this was supposed to go.
This isn't how
I know
it's
we were
to
on
be.
Both their unders, so definitely not how we thought this season was going to go. Now the Colts have sprung to life that are going to, you know, give me, you know, some anxiety getting to that 10 under. But yeah, the injury bugs are hitting a lot of teams right now, and who's going to shake out the AFC? Is, you know, completely wide open. NFC, you know, not so much.
I'll use that transition from with the NFC reference because obviously Thursday night was huge for NFC picture implications. I didn't get to see a lot of the game, truthfully. The only thing I saw of the game was that basically now internet meme of Aaron Rodgers' face behind the helmet, which is beautiful. And, I mean, no Davante Adams. The Packers just did what the Packers do. I feel like that's just what they do in primetime until it's the NFC Championship primetime. But it's... I mean, that's a huge win for them. I think, I mean, the Cardinals, I think, solidified the fact that they're still a contender without J.J. Watt.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the offense just never got in rhythm. I was really surprised they just couldn't move the ball in the Packers. So I watched the whole game. I was actually up way past my bedtime watching it. So I was really impressed with the Packers defense, and I didn't think that they'd be able to get there on Kyler, and they made him really uncomfortable, and they just sustained long drives. And their offensive line, A.J. Dillon looked incredible running out of the backfield. He got more of the carries than Aaron Jones, Aaron Jones is the receiving back, and they complemented each other very well last night. And they kept long drives. They kept Kyler Murray off the field. I mean, the game winning drive was the seventh drive of the game, I think it was. I think, you know, I had seven or eight possessions. God. So credit to the Packers. Yep. You know, they got there without any receivers. Guys are dropping easy passes. But they got it done when they needed to, and wild game. Old man AJ Green running the wrong route. It's a little, you know, not what you're supposed to be doing as a vet, especially when DeAndre Hopkins is out of the game. But you know who really struggled last night was Rondale Moore. Rondale Moore had the muff punt.
Yes.
He had the tip pass that went for an interception. A little growing pains for the rookie last night, and he was certainly a darling in fantasy football circles going into the years. You know, someone I definitely had a lot of in some best ball, unfortunately.
I mean, I think that's a smart pick. I think he's one of those guys that fits into Cliff Kingsbury's offense. It's just going to take a little bit to. Yeah. It's a different game, despite what Justin Fields said.
He's going to get a lot more action now if Hopkins is going to be hurt for a while.
True. This is true. Yeah, I mean, Justin Fields, how you feel, man, after saying in your first preseason game that...
Slow.
Yeah, it's not that fast.
Whoops.
Life comes at you fast, my friend.
Yeah.
It comes at you.
Tampa was just... they were a little quick.
Yeah, so we were on the wrong end of the butt-whoopings. We thought the Bears would be able to hang, and then the Rams just... The Lions, I mean, what a start to the game by Campbell, huh? I mean... The 1 week we're not on him, he goes balls to the wall.
Yeah, they threw everything at the Rams, trying to get that win. Didn't work out, but they made it entertaining. pretty shocking. Pretty shocking.
That's very shocking.
How about Cooper Kupp, man? Cooper Kupp just dominating the NFL right now.
Yep.
I mean, if you don't have Cooper Kupp in fantasy, I don't know how you're winning fantasy right now, especially, you know, Adams on the COVID list. I mean, who are the other top? Tyreek Hill hurt. Christian McCaffrey hurt.
Jamar Chase.
Top guy. Jamar Chase. I'll tell you, no one cares about your fantasy team, but I had the win of all wins in a two-quarterback league last week. My quarterbacks were Sam Darnold and Justin Fields. They got me a combined 4 points, and I won because I had Jamar Chase and Michael Pittman, and I went up against Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh.
Who had a nothing burger. And this is a league where typically you're scoring like between 170 and 200, or, you know, 150 to 75, 180, and I won 115, 100. It
Wow.
was ugly. But with Darnold and Fields as my quarterbacks, impressive.
Yeah, win's a win, baby. You'll
No,
take
no
it.
one cares about your fantasy team, I know, but I thought that was very entertaining.
Well, we'll keep the ball rolling with the Jimmy G and Justin Fields references. We got Packers, or excuse me, why am I saying that? 49ers -4 traveling to? Am I reading this line? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Traveling to Soldier Field.
To Soldier Field. I mean, two teams completely disappointed last week. Khalil Mack's going to be out for the Bears. Justin Fields looked terrible. They have a really bad offensive line that's going to be facing a great pass rush for the Niners. But what the Niners want to do is they want to run, and it looks like Akeem Hicks is going to be playing in this game, still banged up. But I think if I was a Bears fan, I'd rather Hicks healthy and playing versus Khalil Mack playing to face this Niners team. I lean Bears, but both these teams really disappointed us. I feel like Soldier Field just plays slow, and I think this is going to be exactly what the Bears need. Jimmy Garoppolo does not look good right now,
No.
so I think it's a benefit for the secondary of the Bears. Because he's just not sharp and he really only has one weapon. George Kittle's still out. So going into the year, this was looking like a Niners -4. I think both teams have solidly underperformed, but I think the injury bug is hitting the Niners worse. I'd be on the Bears. I don't feel good about either one of these teams, but I'd rather take the home dog here. So I'd be back on the Bears on Sunday.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how this starts to play out. Obviously, John Lynch having strong ties to the Shanahan family. What happens? Because, I mean, you kind of said it. Kyle Shanahan, I mean, is the seat
Is he a
starting to
good
heat up a
coach?
little bit?
That seat has to be awfully warm,
Yeah,
awfully warm.
it's not comfortable, that's for sure.
They were the darling team of everyone going into the year. How they had the easy schedule, and they definitely did have the easy schedule, and they're just not playing well. I mean, home game last week to lose to the Colts and lose big, not great for Mr. Shanahan.
No.
And those are the type of jobs that are going to be really juicy. There's another job that's going to be opening up, hopefully, that's also very juicy. But this is definitely one of them with Trey Lance. So, not that I'm sold on Trey Lance, but still, they have a ton of talent there in San Francisco. Yeah, Kyle Shanahan, me.
Don't know, Jim.
I
Ooh,
mean,
Jim.
in all honesty, they're on this trajectory. They finished below 500. I don't know how he keeps his job. That's me.
That's crazy. You heard it here first, folks. Next on the card, the Fins. Flores has looked so pissed off these last couple weeks, but the Dolphins are +14 traveling to Buffalo.
Yeah, the last time these two played, we bet the Dolphins and the Bills beat them 38-0. That doesn't feel too good, but still, this is in division. The Dolphins are healthier now. Also, that game, Tua got hurt. It was Jacoby Brissett. It was just a dumpster fire. I think an embarrassing loss that the Dolphins had last week at home. They go back on the road. They go up to Buffalo. And this is a lot of numbers, a lot of points to lay in division. I know the Bills are off the bye, but Xavien Howard, Byron Jones going to be healthy for this game. Hopefully they get DeVante Parker back. I just think 14 points in division is insulting, especially after the last time these two played that the Dolphins were embarrassed. So 14 points is a lot of wood to lay. So I'll definitely be on the Dolphins on Sunday. I don't think anyone's going to want to back on. Everyone's talking smack on Tua, the poor guy. So I'm excited to bet the Dolphins. I don't know why, but I'm a glutton for punishment. My man Josh Allen, it doesn't feel good betting against them, especially these big numbers. But I think in division, you have to want to back the Dolphins on Sunday, especially since the tsunami of public money is going to be on the Bills. So
Absolutely.
eventually, Vegas has to have some big weekends because the last two, they've been rolling in it.
I feel like the dogs just have not been barking this year like they have in the past. That's for sure.
So.
Next on the card, and I'm with you. I think it's hard to do 14 in division, but things happen. Next on the card, Jags getting that first win against the aforementioned Dolphins. Urban Meyer gets his first win the weekend that John Gruden gets fired. Coincidence? I think not. Jags taking on our Seahawks. Seahawks minus -3 at home. Wow.
Oof. Our Seahawks have been covering for us the last few weeks, and I'm back on the train. I think the Jags cross-country trip, still a very difficult place to play in Seattle. Pete Carroll's another guy. His he has to be getting warm because he coaches like such a donk right now. They're just hammering run plays into the strength of the Saints defense this past week. They don't let Geno Smith throw. And then in the first half, they get absolutely torched by Alvin Kamara, who's the only weapon the Saints have. If you're an intelligent coach, how are you not just saying we're going to let anyone but Alvin Kamara beat us? But that's not what they did. The game was still winnable for them. But Urban Meyer, cross-country travel, I don't care that they're off a bye. I still think he's an even bigger donk than Pete Carroll. And the public are going to be backing the Jags on Sunday. They really want to do that. You know, no one wants to bet on either one of these teams. They don't want to bet Urban, and they don't want to bet Geno Smith. But I think the anger in Seattle just pitching that game on Monday night, I think at home is a huge benefit, especially against a rookie coach, rookie quarterback in a very difficult place to play. I really like Seattle, one of my favorite bets this weekend. We're back on the Seattle train. Ooh. It feels very good. I think they win by a touchdown. So I'm not a Jags buyer, and if the public wants to be batting the Jags, God bless them.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever see me standing at a window on the Jags, that's for sure. I realized I accidentally bumped into that 105 slot, or the 4 o'clock game slot, so I'm going to move back over to the 10. Yeah. We're going to go Panthers. Who
it always does this to you, the circa, the format, it gets you.
It does. Time. Well, I just, I read top to bottom, left to right, like a normal American citizen that, took English class. So
it's called reading.
Yeah. Letters right. Together make words. Words together make sentences.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So good. Thank you for getting that.
Of course. That's one of my favorite scenes. Oh, your office has a window in it. Why not? You've been here all of 5 seconds. Next on the card, Panthers, who are just falling apart, +3, taking on the Atlanta Falcons.
Last week we talked about it last week, how I was almost ready to get hurt by the Falcons again. And I didn't do it. And sure enough, they would have lost by a hook, only winning by 2. I'm not touching this game. Sam Darnold looks lost, but I think this is a great spot for him because the Falcons have no pass rush. But I don't know what's going on with Atlanta. Calvin Ridley looks not like himself anymore. Their best running back is Cordarrelle Patterson. And Kyle Pitts is the truth. For sure.
Oh, he's
now
unreal.
He's broken out of his shell. He's fantastic. But, the Panthers do have a strong defense. They should be able to move the ball on this Falcons team. I want no part of this game. In division, hard, hard, hard pass. I will definitely be rooting for Sam Darnold, though, because I still have a lot of him in fantasy. And I did not sell the top.
My teeth are sunk into that Sam Darnold. Yeah, my neighbor is a Panthers fan, and I have texted him the past couple weeks. I'm like, look, man, I'm sick and tired of your team. He goes, yeah, I've just started booking tea times now on Sundays around 1 o'clock. I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's fair. That is a very fair statement. Next on the card, King Henry just continues to eat, and I'm just going to jump out and say it right now. I'm probably going to be a square, but I mean, until I see otherwise, I'm going to go with Derrick Henry +2.5 against the Colts. I'm just telling you.
I think this game is going to catch a lot of juice in the contest, so I'm probably going to stay away. I'm with you. Derrick Henry just crushes the Colts. Just absolutely crushes the Colts. My problem with them is Julio Jones out for this game. The Colts now have been, you know, they have a couple of weeks here that they're starting to get on a roll. Carson Wentz is looking a lot better. I think they should be able to move the ball against this Titans defense, but I think this is going to be one of those games where I think a few weeks ago, was it Raiders Dolphins, where two of the top five played games were from the same game. I think that could be what you have in this one. So I'm just gonna fade this one. I lean Titans, but you know, I don't have enough conviction in either one of these teams. So this is a hard pass. We also skipped over the Motor City Kitties.
I'm falling apart here, folks.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Harry, I took care of it. So Eagles -3.5 traveling to Motor City, Detroit, take on the Lions. Scott's favorite team.
They are our team this year. I really like the Lions in this spot. I actually think they're going to get their first win of the year on Sunday. TJ Hockenson feast game coming. The Eagles defense has been atrocious. Jalen Hurts has not been good. So I think him laying more than a field goal on the road is a tad bit insulting, even as bad as the Lions have looked at times this year. The Lions. But
see,
you know, they're definitely fighting for their coach, and I think he's going to get them pumped up and juiced up for you know, a win this weekend. I mean, going into the year, we're looking at a no line game here, and I think the Eagles and Lions are both disappointed, and now the Eagles are laying more than a field goal. Just insulting. Huge Hockenson feast game. The Eagles linebackers are pretty putrid. DeAndre Swift has been way better than advertised going into the year. And, you know, the Lions, they did a very good job on Lamar earlier this year. So I think that they're well prepared for a running quarterback like Jalen Hurts. And they've gotten dusted by guys who can just, you know, pick them apart in the secondary, which they're very weak right now, especially with Okuda out for the year. So I lean Lions. I actually think Lions, you know, keep your points Vegas, and they get their first win of the season, which would be great. You know, man, Campbell needs a dub.
Yeah, I mean, it's a super corny thing to say that the Lions play hard, but you can tell a difference in this Lions team versus the Lions teams of the past. I mean, this team comes out, and they do. They play hard every single snap, and I think that they really want to win for Campbell, and that's great. I agree. Hockenson's an absolute monster. I mean, he's a beast.
Yeah, if he had anyone but Jared Goff throwing him passes, I don't know if anyone but. There's a lot of pet quarterbacks out there right now, but maybe not Jared Goff would be good for him.
Cam Newton's still out there looking for work in case they're looking for someone.
Yeah, I know. You know what's like, honestly, what I think is some of these teams want to be bad because they want the better draft pick. So like a team like the Houston Texans could obviously use Cam Newton, but they're going to trot Davis Mills out there just because they want to keep losing so they can get the number one pick.
It's stupid.
Honestly.
It's unreal.
I mean, who else could use Cam right now?
I mean, truthfully, the Niners, you could look at them. I think Shanahan would be able to do a lot with Cam.
Yeah. Jimmy GQ is not the answer. He looks really bad. Another terrible game this past weekend.
Yeah. But, hey, you know, it is what it is, as the young kids say. So we're going to skip over the game we already talked about on the card, and we're going to go to the Rams, who are once again consuming so many points. But this time, I think I might go back to the well, Scott. I might. Rams -14.5 against the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going to lay the 14.5. I mean, we were just talking about Davis Mills. Definitely shouldn't be a quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, they just traded away Mark Ingram. So Brandon Cooks was tweeting out, you got to be kidding me. So obviously not a really happy locker room there. The Rams, you know, how are the Texans going to stop them? And then they're going to be just ball hawks type of defense against Davis Mills. So I think they win going away, not even close. And I have no problem laying more than two touchdowns against this Houston Texans team. I'll definitely be taking in the contest. I hope it's not super popular. So Yeah, definitely Rams. Who's stopping their receivers? Van Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and then Tyler Higbee. Like,
Yeah.
who's stopping any of those guys on the
No one.
Texans? It's not happening.
No. And that's, I mean, and you can say, like you said, with their defense too, the Rams, Jalen Ramsey's going to shut down a third of the field.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not, the Mills ain't trying him.
No.
Like, absolutely
Nope.
not. So.
So you have Ramsey on Brandon Cooks, and that's his favorite target. And who
And
else?
that's the game.
Yeah.
That's it right there. Yeah, and I think to your point, Scott, about hoping it's not too popular, I think with the Rams not covering the huge amount of points last week against the Lions at home might deter the mega squares from reeing up, getting back to the window at that price. So we'll see. The team that I text you on Sunday and said this team does nothing but cover is the Bengals minus 10.5 traveling to the Jets, 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 Jets.
Much to my chagrin, but yeah, what a performance against the Ravens this past week. Could this be a letdown spot? Go back on the road. You know, you're playing a team, backup quarterback, bad secondary. The benefit, I think, for the Jets is you get CJ Mosley back to lead that defense, but their secondary is still putrid. Problem for the Jets, aside from obviously they're starting their backup, was it Mike White? What school did he go to?
I know Pat White went to
Doesn't
West
matter.
Virginia. Mike White?
Yeah, no. I think that's
I
his name, right? I don't know. I don't want any part of this game. So I'm passing. I just don't want to bet the Bengals off, you know, massive win for them on the road in Baltimore, and then you have a letdown spot against the Jets. But I'm not going to back Mike White out of Pembroke Plains, Florida College, South Florida, in Western Kentucky, a fifth round
Oh,
pick in
okay.
2018. Yeah, that's not the guy I want to be backing.
The
So
Hilltoppers.
pass. Hilltoppers.
Western Kentucky Hilltoppers.
Where's Pembroke Plains, Florida?
Couldn't tell you. Florida's a big
Yeah, it's
state. Doesn't get the love that everyone thinks it's tiny, but
no.
a
So
long
yeah,
state.
hard pass. But I'd like to see another huge Ja'Marr Chase game.
God, I mean, I'll be the first to say it. I was upset that I knew that him and Joe were going to take off. But I still thought it was dumb. But you know what?
Eating that word.
Kudos to, yeah, you got to eat crow. I'm that man. I'll eat that crow. I'll do it. I saw it firsthand week one. I was like, son of a gun. Sucks. But anyway, next on the card, Steelers plus 3.5 traveling to Cleveland, Ohio to take on the Browns.
I'm going to give you a quick story. I was trying to convince Maura today what our costume's going to be next year. I want to be Willy Wonka and have the kids dress up as Oompa Loompas, and then she could be either a Wonka candy bar or a Veruca Salt, because you know Willy Wonka doesn't have a love interest in the movie. But what the reason why I'm saying that is Wonka Vader. Sunday, Pittsburgh Steelers. Baker Mayfield coming back for this game, but he's not going to be right? They just came off, they're on a little extended rest, very emotional win with Case Keenum at home, staying at home, but Steelers off the bye. They're certainly banged up, but you know the Browns defense has been putrid this year. I think a great spot for them. This is a grinded out Tomlin win. Angry that someone would say that it'd be great for the USC job, and I'm with him. Like, why would he ever leave the NFL for USC? But off the bye, Steelers, I think they're gonna just the pass rush is gonna really get to Baker Mayfield. I'm not sure why they're starting him and not giving him more time to rest, because Case Keenum can game manage them through this. I like the Steelers in the division. I think they're gonna win it outright against the Browns, and Wonka Vader Steelers keep it points Vegas.
Wow. Big Ben. Man. I just can't.
Oh,
I just
flat-footed
don't.
Ben.
I know. But you've been hot with the Wonka, so I'll probably have to ride with you. But I just. Putting money on Ben is just. It's sad, honestly.
Doesn't feel good,
It
I'll
feels
be
dirty.
honest.
It
It
does. It feels
does.
dirty. Dang it, Ben. Anyway, next we're going to move into that 4 o'clock slot. So we've already talked about the Jags and Seahawks are kicking off in that time frame as well. Next on the card is your Patriots +5 taking on the Chargers.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can talk themselves into the Pats this weekend because they beat them 45-0 last year. But obviously, it was different coaching staff. And but I do like the Pats on Sunday. The Chargers will let you run on them, and that's what they want to do. And I think they're going to try to, you know, shorten the game by running the ball a lot on this Chargers team, try to limit the possessions that Justin Herbert has. I don't feel a terribly strong conviction because the Patriots secondary is really banged up right now. I don't think they're going to have an answer for Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. So Justin Herbert, I think, is going to be able to feast on this Pats secondary. Their offensive line is playing well, so the Pats pass rush could be neutralized. The problem with the Chargers right now is that Eckler is probably going to be missing this game. From what I've read, he showed up with a hip issue today. So maybe the Pats are going to try to let, you know, Josh Kelly beat them and not Justin Herbert. So maybe they just try to force him into running the ball. But the Patriots secondary is definitely an issue right now. And, you know, I don't think people should feel super confident in a team who has 3 wins this year. And those 3 wins are 2 against the Jets, 1 against the Titans, and 2 of the 3 worst teams in the NFL. So I lean Pats. I think this is a good spot for them, but I don't think I'd be, you know, running to the cages to hammer away at this one.
Yeah, it's the Chargers were hot for me early at the start of the year. I was feeling it. I was vibing, but I just don't know anymore. And the Pats seem to be coming on strong. Yeah, I feel like the first time I really got to sit down and watch them play was that Cowboys game, because I was on the opposite side of you in that one. And I was like, I really need the Cowboys to win this one so I can prove to Scott they know what I'm talking about sometimes. No. This is one of those, I think, like you said, that last year's can play into it a lot. Publix, obviously, you know, what have you done for me lately? And the Patriots have done a lot for people lately, like last week. Just beat the tar out of them. So it'll be that one I'll probably be looking at, because I'll have to find a 7th game somewhere in here. There's 7 games, and that one will probably be floating towards the bottom rotation of games I might choose. If I did, I might go Chargers, but we'll see. We'll see.
I don't think I'd fault you, my friend.
We'll see. You know, it's a long way. It's still Sunday, as in I got a whole day to think about. next on the card, speaking of teams that I tailed for a while but now are tailing off, Broncos -3 at Mile High taking on the Washington foosball team, who's also just both teams garbage.
Both teams garbage right now. And I don't know what you're going to get from Jerry Jeudy on Sunday. I mean, if they can get healthy, their offense is scary between him, Noah Fant, Cortland Sutton, and Tim Patrick. And Javonte Williams to Melvin Gordon, but what they showed me this past week against Cleveland was disappointing. And this is another guy, Vic Fangio, probably going to lose his job too after this season, despite the hot start. I think they're going to be looking for a new quarterback, and they're going to be looking for a new coach in Denver. And I think that is a very, very attractive job. Very good defense, a lot of talent there, a lot of talent on the offensive side, but they're just underperforming. And, you know, it's that old school coaching staff they have there in Denver that, surprise, surprise, can't put up any points the last few weeks. So they're a huge under team this year. I think they're like 6-1 on unders. That's another, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of job openings after this year, and I think this is another one. So I'm staying away. The Taylor Heineke experience is one to give you heart palpitations and not to enjoy. So this is a fade. Can't feel comfortable backing either one of these teams right now.
No. It's Washington, the hype around that defense at the start of the year for them to just absolutely evaporate like a morning dew. I mean, we didn't even get past week 2 and they were just gone already. Like, no one was, they were terrible. I love Teddy, and I feel like if he was going to make anything work, it had to be with this Broncos team because I feel like they fit his MO of don't make any mistakes on offense and just kind of work your way down the field. You can't lose if you, you know, you, how do I want to word this?
What
Trent Dilfer say
in the NFL
yeah.
and win or
you can't lose like games in the NFL and still win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Shocking. He's not an analyst.
Yeah. Dilfer Dimes. Well, he's still in the news for him like screaming at his high school kid. That was
oh god,
hysterical.
Yeah, I saw that video. What a turd nugget.
But yeah, this game probably, you know how it's like a mile high. Like, well, I'm gonna be like a mile away from even sniffing this game. Next on the card, we got Bucks Saints. This one, Bucks are -5 and. I mean, does the Ingram trade really do anything with him going back to New Orleans for this team?
I think that it was a smart move for them because they had no one behind Alvin Kamara. And, you know, frankly, you just don't want Alvin Kamara just touching the ball as much as he's been doing it. Great fit, the public spot here, back the Saints at home. I know Jameis has looked terrible, but you have the whole revenge narrative for him. Bucks still banged up on the offensive side. No AB in this one. Gronk still banged up. I think he's going to play. You have a great matchup, Marshawn Lattimore versus Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bucks really struggled against this defense last year. I think that, you know, this is a good, like, ugly slog type of a game. I know they looked incredible last week, but maybe a little tougher sledding on the road in the dome. On Sunday. So I think in division, you want to be back in the home dog, even though it's Jameis, they don't have a ton of weapons. You're not going to be able to run on these guys, but you know, I think their defenses look shaky enough that maybe Jameis can do some Jameis things and the good Jameis things, not the bad Jameis things. So I'm happy to be back in the Saints on Sunday, home dog in division, tough place to play. And, you know, trying to catch a team off, you know, where they look like gods last week and maybe come back down to earth this week. But I think, you know, Sean Payton, I definitely give him the edge over Bruce Arians in the coaching department. So I think he's going to have something cooked up for this one. So happy to be back in the Saints, which I typically don't do, and ride with them on Sunday.
Man, the Saints. Watching Jameis play football is one of the most entertaining experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, holy smokes. And then he's yelling at everyone on the sideline or whatever. Just, and everyone thought, I mean, week one, it was nuts. They went out there and they just beat the tar out of the Packers, who have not lost since. And now all of a sudden, and when, you know, they win that game, it's like, oh, he got a LASIK eye surgery. The guy's phenomenal. He's an animal. This is everything we've ever wanted, and that he's just been absolute dog water ever since, as the kids say. So it doesn't feel good hearing you say the Saints. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. But with this being in New Orleans, I like what you're saying with the coaching matchups. I think that's a very, very valid point to be made. Oh, I want to talk about – so Sunday is obviously Halloween. And everyone keeps asking me what I'm dressing up as. And I tell them I'm wearing a Vikings jersey because that is the biggest, most terrifying thing in my life. And I will be watching the Vikings and the Cowboys kick off Sunday night football in Minneapolis. Vikings +1.5 at home against the Dallas Cowboys.
Are you ready for the Cooper Rush experience?
No.
So it sounds like today that it's going to be Cooper Rush starting and not Dak Prescott because he practiced hard on Thursday and it wasn't looking good for him. So this is, what was it, two weeks ago, it was the Cliff Kingsbury news and everyone hopping off the Cardinals to back the Browns, and we fell into the trap. And I think I'm not saying I'm going to be betting the Cowboys on Sunday. I haven't decided yet. But this is, if you want to win these contests, these are spots that you got to absolutely fade the public or even lever the field by going against the public. and betting the Cowboys. You can't be betting the Vikings on Sunday. You got to be hoping for carnage because everyone's going to be betting the Vikings because it's such a good number.
Primetime Kirk.
Primetime Kirk. What's his Primetime Kirk record?
Let's see here.
I know it's not good.
I think it's one win.
Both the team off buys. Dalvin Cook going to be healthy. But I really think, you know, the Cowboys defense is going to be the ones fired up for this one, kind of, you know, lead their squad, take the reins and, you know, force some turnovers and get Cooper Rush settled down. And just hopefully you can just pound the ball with Zeke and Tony Pollard and, you know, your offensive lines can get you there. But it's a huge problem that Dak's not going to be playing. So I'm going to be passing. I'm going to be rooting for the Cowboys, even though in real money life, I did bet the Vikings -2.5. I think in terms of the contest, you can't be betting the Vikings here. I'm going to learn my lesson that I haven't been listening to myself, rules I've set for myself in the past. But something that's going to be this public, there's no way you can take it in something like this. So I'll be a huge Cowboys fan on Sunday. I'm sorry, Micah.
It's fine. I understand. So the big one was the Monday night was his big primetime issue. And he got his first Monday night win last season. I think he's like 1-9. On Sunday Night Football, this is as of last year, because I don't think there's an updated article, but he was 2-1 with the Vikings and 2-1 with the Washington foosball team. So I haven't had an updated win loss here. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I think this is the, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Everyone's going to be on, because I feel like before it was super, you know, it's the Kirk Cousins prime time, bet against the Vikings, Cowboys, easy bet. Now, he's not. He's not the quarterback of conversation anymore because Dak's not playing. So it's like, okay, well, easy spot. Vikings 1.5 points at home. You're giving me points, like blah, 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 blah. So it's what happens when an immovable force meets an unstoppable object is kind of what's happening here, I think, for a lot of bettors, which will be very interesting moving forward. But I'm not even going to say it. I am excited to watch the game.
Are you, though?
No, I'm terrified because I don't like the Cowboys and I want to win. And I'm sorry, Deck. I know you're listening to the podcast, so I don't mean anything disrespectful about the boys, but I've bet you guys a couple times. You've won me money, but that doesn't mean I have to like you. Those are the rules.
That's fair. I like that.
Speaking of, let's see how many dumb TikTok videos are made dancing at in the Meadowlands for Monday Night Football between the Chiefs -9.5 against the New York Football Giants. Or sorry, this is at Arrowhead. So yeah, we'll see if he gets back to making stupid dumb TikToks. I mean, that guy looks miserable. Mahomes, anytime, it's just bad.
I mean, talk about mind in a pretzel. Last week, bet against the Giants with the Panthers, and the Panthers scored 3 points, got completely blown out. Hammer the Chiefs, they score 3 points, get completely blown out. So now, you know, one team I doubted that far exceeded expectations in the Chiefs, who I hammered, who, you know, fell way short. You know, it's really tough to feel comfortable betting either sides because you whiff so bad the week prior. But the Chiefs defense is just so bad right now. Why not grab the 9.5? Giants are pass. I just don't feel good about either one of these sides. I don't have enough conviction. So I'm definitely going to be concentrated in the picks I make this week. I'm not going to be splattering around, if you will. So this is going to be a fade for me for sure. Just whiffed on both these teams the last few weeks. So hard pass. I think the Chiefs defense just being so bad right now, I think that the Giants is the correct side, but I'm not going to be getting there.
Yeah. I just can't touch the Chiefs anymore. And Danny Dimes will always be terrifying to me. So anytime I'm on them, they're off. Anytime I'm against him, he's on. So for the sake of you Giants fans and the sake of anyone that wants to bet on the Giants, I'm just going to stay as far away as humanly possible. That's just the way this is going to work. So I think it'll be an interesting football game to watch. It's an opportunity for the Chiefs to get back on the right track, but it's also an opportunity for the Giants to continue momentum that they had after last week. So as a football fan, I'm just excited to watch the game because you play to win
the game.
So there's that. There is that. Do we want to dive into our actor, Scott?
Yeah. Mr. Michael Keaton.
Mr. Michael Keaton.
I'm watching him the show called Dope Sick right now, which is an intense show.
Really?
Very intense. About the makers of OxyContin in this great state of Connecticut up here, Purdue Pharmaceuticals, also going through a really interesting bankruptcy case for you bankruptcy distress nerds out there. Definitely something to follow in the the back pages of the Wall Street Journal, because no one's really talking about it on the front page. But awesome show. Well, it's a very good show. It's very depressing. So I will just preface it by saying that. And Michael Keaton is fantastic in it.
Okay.
If you're willing to be sadsies, it's worth giving a shot.
I'm always in for a little bit of sadsies. Sometimes you just gotta feel sad to be alive, yeah. You know.
I'll start. I know this isn't really the spirit of the what we do with this, but number three, The Other Guys, obviously wasn't a lead in that, but his small role in The Other Guys, I thought he was so freaking hilarious. I didn't realize he was that funny. Him as a Captain Gene, trying to keep Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg in check.
Working awesome his two jobs. At
such an underrated comedy. Yeah, I got this job. Got this other job at Bed Bath & Beyond. Also, my son can go to NYU and explore his sexuality as a DJ.
I was gonna honorable mention that, but since you put it at number three, I feel like I can put it at number three now. He,
there you go,
absolutely phenomenal in that movie. I think, like you said, super hysterical. All the don't go chasing waterfalls. He's like,
got creep.
Yeah, it's like, come on, doing it on purpose. I'm with you. It's one of those where he wasn't a main character. He was like super side character, but was phenomenal. Everything he said, everything he did, you remember it. And that to me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you credit for that. Even though you aren't the main guy, I'm putting you at credit for that.
Yeah.
100%.
Number two, the founder about McDonald's. Mm. Ray Kroc, stealing the idea from these two brothers in California, and his whole backstory is being a failed salesman, going to a McDonald's, realizing what they had, and then expanding the brand. I thought he was the whole movie, and he was really good in it. So, the founder.
I haven't seen that one, so I wasn't able to really.
Anytime you're on a flight, it's always on. It's always in the movies. So give it a shot.
Give it a chance. Give it a chance. I am going to put at number two Birdman. Was one of those films that I had to actually watch for my film class at Auburn, because I think he had just won Film of the Year or whatever it was. I thought it was great. I loved kind of some of the Batman references in it. If you haven't seen that one, definitely do. It's really out there. And I think I mentioned it the other day with Emma Stone, because I thought she was great with Sam. Edward Norton in it as well. But yeah, Michael Keaton I don't even know how to explain Birdman, honestly. It's a washed up superhero actor that's like trying to still be relevant in a sense, and has split personality syndrome between him and Birdman. I don't know. It was great. So check that one out. That's number two.
I got it. I really want to watch that movie, but I just haven't yet. It's on the list. I just haven't done it. And number one, Batman Returns.
Ooh,
Sorry.
returns.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It just had it all. It had it all. You had the Penguin, you had Catwoman in it.
Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Fantastic. I'm excited that they're gonna have both of them in the new Batman that they have to make, but it actually looks pretty good. I guess I'm just a sucker for the Batman movies.
Yeah, I was gonna say Batman for my number one, just the OG of bringing the Caped Crusader to the silver screen for the first time. I thought Jack obviously did a phenomenal job as Joker, but I still to this day, one, he was wearing a sweet pair of all black Nike Boosts out there, like as he was Batman, which is sick. But I still love the line. He's like, "I want you to tell your friends about me," but he didn't have the Christian Bale deep voice or the animatronic like Ben Affleck. It was just a guy talking, which was hysterical. Which I don't know if anyone's seen the new teaser trailer for The Flash that comes out next year, but Michael Keaton has reprised his role as the Batman in the Flash movie.
Oh, I did see that. That's so awesome.
It's going to be one of those really cool moments that you just kind of see an older Batman and it's Michael Keaton. You're like, wow, you're going to feel old, but you're going to appreciate, you just, sometimes it's nice to get those little nods from Hollywood. It's like, hey, we hear you out there.
Yeah. Like we know we've been just, redoing the same movies over and over and over again.
But yeah.
We're going to give you a little bone.
Yeah, exactly. Just chew on that for a little bit.
I really just, there's so many superhero movies. How do you keep up with all of them? Like, what's the new one? The Immortals that's coming out that looks just atrocious?
Eternals.
Eternals?
Yeah, I haven't even seen the last one, the Shang-Chi one. The Marvel movies kind of ran their course for me because I feel like Iron Man was perfect, beautiful, and they saw what worked. And they spiked like four movies in a row that were kind of that same vibe, but were just a different superhero. And then they did Avengers, which was like the first, it was like a comic book movie on TV. I mean, like, I know you say like, oh, all of these are comic book movies, but seeing all of them together in one movie working together was, I mean, something that had never really been done. And they just ran with it and they did a great, I mean, a lot of them have been very good movies, but I agree with you. It's, the market is definitely becoming very saturated, to say the
word. Good word.
Thank you.
Good verb.
Thank you.
Very good.
It's all my reading lately.
Yeah.
yeah, I just, it's not like it used to be, but at the same time, there's other, there's good things that come with it too. What's great about Batman and why I think the Batman movie worked when it did was because you didn't need, Batman doesn't fly. I mean, they're all very basic effects that you can do. He's literally just a playboy in a rubber suit that knows every single martial arts thing there is. So he like grapples around town. You don't need to have a guy that's flying on it. You don't need Christopher Reeves out here flying and turning back time around the world. I don't know. I'm with you though. It's hard to keep up with everything. I did go see Venom the other night and it was meh. It was good, yeah. But it was meh. Huge Easter egg at the end of the movie, though, in the post-credit trailer. So I was like, okay, that almost made it worth it. Woody Harrelson, I thought, did a good job. Random stuff.
I'm not.
You're probably never going to see it anyway. Yeah. So.
No. I'm out on Venom.
That's okay. I understand.
Don't judge me. I'm sorry.
I won't. Who are we feeling for next week? Anyone just popping right to the top of your mind?
No, I
you did Pfeiffer, didn't you? No, because the podcast didn't post. The podcast didn't post, so you're going to do Michelle Pfeiffer.
I was going to do Michelle Pfeiffer, but it didn't feel right because I could only name like three movies that she's been in.
Okay, so when I was doing my research, by the way, of Michael Keaton movies, did you notice his poster cover for the movie The Squeeze in 1987? It's him literally getting squeezed in between the two World Trade Centers.
Oh, right.
That's a very, it's a historic photo now. It's crazy.
I'm gonna give you a guy for next week. I don't like him. He
Ooh.
seems like a huge turd nugget, but he's been in some really good movies. I think we go John Hamm.
John Hamm. Okay. I was gonna guess Donald Driver. I was gonna try and guess who he didn't like.
Yeah, who's Donald Driver? I'm gonna Google him.
The Kylo Ren.
A wide receiver?
What'd I say?
You said Donald Driver, the wide
Adam Driver.
receiver?
Sorry. What? I got football. Let's see. There's the transition. Adam Driver, the good soup guy.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay.
John Hamm. All right. John Hamm
John
next
Hamm.
week.
He does have a good filmography.
He does. He's got quite a few in there. Well, awesome. I'm excited. It's going to be another great week. Did you send out the email already today?
No, I'm dropping it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Today was an extremely busy day at work, and usually I get some of the work done on Thursday nights. And last night I was incapacitated with the work event, so I'm behind this week, unfortunately.
Hey, that is A-okay.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me, Micah.
Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. That's how this works. Awesome. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. We can't wait. It's gonna be we're turning the ship around this weekend. It's gonna be a blast.
Yes, we are.
I'm gonna try and get some college picks in. The more and more I look at the Florida Georgia game, I'm like, 14 and a half rivalry game, neutral site. But who knows? So we'll see kind of what I got coming out for tomorrow. I'll make sure to share those again. I've been bad at sharing that, but I had one bad week and then I went into my hole. I was like a hermit. So it won't happen again. But anyways, junkies, we are out of here. Peace.
Big Gino time this weekend.
Suck the tape too soon.